Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Hope Kerwin. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room,
and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up. Today, it's your stories about travel, told to us on the Gold Line bus from Como Connect Public Transit. Desiree Long remembered a time when her cross-country train ride didn't go exactly as planned.
This was when my mother was still alive and she lived in California. So I was going back on the Southwest Chief to visit her. And so we left Kansas City pretty much on time and everything was going really smoothly. And we got to La Junta where they have, you know, the train stops a little bit and they, take out the trash and everything like that. And we waited and waited and waited for the train to start again. And then they told us, well, there had been a freight train derailed further down the tracks. So there was no way our train could get past it until it was moved. And we must have waited for 3 or 4 hours. And I guess at that point, they realized the train was not going to get moved. So they rented some buses from Albuquerque and they bussed us down to Albuquerque to catch the train that was going east, which then turned around and went west. Then after we left Albuquerque, someplace in the middle of the desert, the train hit a cow. So I got into Los Angeles about 8 hours late. Everybody at a certain point realized, well, there's nothing to do about it, so we might as well take it with good grace.
Michael Pressburg is a student at MU. He told us about his long commute to campus every day and how he's saving up to hopefully change his daily travel.
And I actually walk for about 35 minutes to the bus stop every morning. So I have to get up like 6 o'clock, walk 35 minutes to the bus stop at 7:20. So that's interesting. Because I live at home still and I do not have enough money for a car. So I'm saving up for that. Just any car that's inexpensive enough, to be honest. Yeah, that I could afford.
Dee Tinas traveled a lot as a child because of her dad's position in the military. She remembers the challenges and learning experiences of living in a new culture.
And so we traveled a lot in cars, and we traveled to Turkey. Because my dad was stationed, that was the next place that he was stationed. And even though I was really little, I was only like three, four, I remember our maid, who was Turkish, her name was Maria. And as you could tell, I'm not a small person, but I always liked food. And so I remember that I had learned some Turkish when I was there, and I had learned Çok, which meant more. Çok fena, very much more.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, spelled H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Hope Kerwin with producers Abigail Keel and Tori Ross.